tell me a little bit about your book.
Well, it started actually about a year ago. I met Kevin Harrington. He's one of the original sharks on Shark Tank, and really just got to know him, and he became a mentor of mine, and he pushed me to write a book about nonprofits and moving forward, what's the outlook for nonprofits across the United States. And so I spent about 10 months writing this book, Nonprofit Game Plan, and very excited about it. Debuts today on Amazon.
So tell me a little bit just about the overall. I know the Nonprofit Game Plan. I read the back of the book here. You talk a little bit about your own experience running children's homes. So, I mean, can you just talk a little bit about what you've learned through your own experience?
Yeah. I think people who work in social service agencies and nonprofits, I call them the unsung heroes. They do so much for the community. They do so much for communities across the country. And when you look at fire and police and EMTs and military, rightfully so, they all get pats on the back, as they should. But really, kind of the lost profession, so to speak, is what we do to help kids, or what we do to help with cancer, or whatever the cause is. And when you look at a lot of the team members that we have in social service, they change lives and save lives, and that's meaningful. And sometimes they need a pat on the back too. I'm not saying me. The teams need pats on the back, because what they do is impactful for every community.
So part of your message then is that it's important for people who are leading nonprofits to be supportive of their employees, to give them those pats on the back, to let them know their work's important?
Well, it's more than the pats on the back. It's just understanding, too, of what they do. And it's also appreciation across the board for the from the community members. But then it goes a step further, and we talk about in the book about how no one realizes that social service agencies, nonprofits, are real businesses. You know, Children's Home's been around 154 years. We are the 12th largest employer in town, and no one knows that. We, if you look at typical small business, you don't look at a small business that has a budget of $30 million. We do. We have 1,700 kids that flow through our agency per month. We have 450 employees just at our agency. Now, multiply that times all of the agencies in one community, all of the nonprofits throughout your state and then the country, and it's in the hundreds of thousands. And the impact, it needs to go noticed.
So talk to me a little bit about what you mean by running nonprofit as a business or like a business.
Well, it's competitive. Nonprofit is no different than for-profit. You have to go after the dollars. You need money to run programs. And if you don't have the money, you're going to have depleted programs. And those depleted programs, the difference in a for-profit is you may lose revenue, or investors are not happy, or the stock goes down. What happens in a not-for-profit is it could mean life or death. And it could mean building more jails, or it could mean more homelessness, or people that are hungry. It adds to the social makeup of what we have in our communities.
And I'm just curious, can you tell me a little bit about how you and Kevin Harrington got into contact?
It's a fun story. I saw him speak, and afterwards he even joked about it in his speech that he was people like jump around corners and jump out of closets, it seems like, to always try to ask him for money or to pitch something. And I caught him, and it was strategic, because he went out a side door. I ended up catching him, and I said, "I'm not asking for money. I just listened to you, and I'm not pitching anything, but I run a children's home in Peoria, Illinois." And he said, "I'll call you 2 hours later," and I didn't know if that was going to be the end of it. And sure enough, he called. He knew everything about me. He knew things about children's home. He did his own little investigation, and ended up striking up this relationship with phone calls, face-to-face meetings, and he asked me, he said, what do you want from me? What's the end game?" And I said, "I need a mentor. I need somebody like you that can help me become a better businessman in this space." And he said, "Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to push you to write a book, and I'm going to help you do it." And so that's how it happened.
So when you say you asked him for mentorship, is some of the goal of this book is to provide mentorship then for others?
Well, I'm a true believer in mentorship. Over the years, I've had 30 to 40 different mentors help me from everything, from leadership to human resources to finance to accounting, you name it, and really just in life. And I'm a true believer in it. I'm also a true believer. There's a lot of CEOs or directors in nonprofits that will sit there and dread board meetings, or they'll sit there and say, "Oh, I've got it. You know, I've got this board meeting next week. I've got to prep for it," and they dread it. I don't dread it. The reason why I don't is because here you've got people in nonprofits that are volunteers, and you've got people who are lawyers and finance people and HR people and business owners, small and large. You've got all of these great people at your fingertips for free. And what they want to do is they want to not only help the mission and the charity, they also want to help the leadership team. So it's not just me, it's really the team. And so if you go in with an attitude of grasping whatever you can and learning whatever you can, it really can take your business to a whole nother level. And if it doesn't, in this day and age, it's my opinion you're going to fail.
So I guess your main audience then, would that be people who run nonprofits? Would that be mainly who you're gearing towards here?
Well, it's a great question. I look at it as donors, people who run nonprofits, people who want to get on boards, people who want to learn more about business and what a nonprofit does or what a social service agency does. You know, the bottom line is it all dials back, and I hit it hard in the book, is taking care of people, being compassionate, and understanding that there are issues, some similar, some different, in every community across the United States. And it's our job to sit there. I truly believe it's our job to take care of people. And if we don't take care of people, you're going to see an erosion of our society.
So is that the main message you want people to purchase this book and read it to take away from it?
Well, that's one of the main messages. The other thing is there needs to be a better understanding of what collaboration is. You hear collaboration all the time, and I think it's a word I don't take lightly. I don't think people understand the true definition of collaboration. And so they'll sit there and say, "Yeah, I collaborated on this project or whatever," but what's the impact of it? True collaboration could mean something going as far as merging, acquiring other nonprofits, looking at how you find efficiencies. So you can take those efficiencies and those dollars from whether they're donors or supporters, whatever they may be, and put them back into the programs that can actually make an impact in the community. That's another big piece of the book. Another piece is being that compassionate leader, that compassionate CEO. If you're not there for the employees and for your team, then you're probably in the wrong profession, because you have to understand, in the case of Children's Home, 450 employees, I look at the 450 employees, it's not only my job as CEO to take care of those employees, but it's also my job to take care of their families, and I don't take that lightly.
And you can get the book Amazon and Kindle, I believe.
You can get it on Amazon. It debuts today, and I'm excited about it. And I really want people to not only read the book, but to understand the impact that they can have on their own community.
Absolutely. Anything else you want to add we haven't touched upon?
Well, I just think it's I think there's another message here with Kevin. When we talk now every day, and he's really taking a liking to not just me, but really to social service agencies and understanding really what happens. It's the thing someone asked me earlier. They said, "How did you get Kevin Harrington to mentor you?" I asked. And I think a lot of times what people don't realize is they get nervous or they think people are untouchable, but he is a great, great man, and he does a lot for that people don't know about. And so him putting his arm around me and letting me ride his coattails has been a ride this last year. And, you know, everyone can do it. You can do it. Ask somebody in the community. Ask somebody that's a leader to where that you look up to, that you want to become a better businessman or woman and lead? That's the fun part of it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So I will get-